Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we continue a focus on receiving help. And yesterday we talked about receiving help from God and the fact that God is our help in times of need. And the rest of the week, we're going to be looking at some of the ways that God provides that help. And today, we're going to be talking about receiving help as you help others. And Paul writes to the Romans, and he says, I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been a great help to many people, including me. That was Romans 16, verse 2. And the idea was that here's a person that has a reputation of helping others. And sometimes we get into that pattern of there are those who are helpers and there are those who need help. But the truth is, we all need help at some time. And when we are known as those who help others, Paul writes, he says, we ought to honor such people. We ought to be ready to give them whatever help that we can, whatever help that they need. Now, there's a disclaimer here in this idea of receiving help from those you help or receiving help as you help others is God makes it clear that is not to be our motive. That we don't do things for people just because we expect something in return or because we want what they can provide. We don't provide help with selfish motives. We help because it's the right thing to do. We help because it's what God has called us to do. But there ought to be a natural response to those that help. And that's a desire to help them when we can. It's always interesting when I have opportunity to be involved in disaster relief or things where people are in great need. That not only do they receive help, and not only do they realize they need the help that is being provided, but the vast majority of the time, they want to do something to help those that help. They want to provide out of their disaster depleted resources whatever they can. And when we consider these instructions of God to help those who have been a help to others, I think it's one of the things that ought to encourage us. To look for those who consistently help. I've often said when it comes to fundraising that there are a couple keys to that working well. And especially in regard to ministry, it's one, you need to be a good listener. People want to feel and know that they are valued. But you need to be a good helper. People want to know that their resources are going to a good cause, that they're actually doing something good with it. One of the reasons that I've chosen to volunteer with IDES whenever I can is their policy that when money is given towards disaster relief, that 100% of it goes to that disaster. They have raised funds for salaries and staff and overhead and things like that. And so when someone says, I saw on the news this horrible tragedy, this disaster taking place in Haiti, and I want to help, everything that's sent that says this is for Haiti goes to help the people of Haiti. Everything that's sent that says this is for hurricane relief goes to help the people affected by the hurricane. And when you find a group that has a reputation for integrity and helping people like they say they'll help people, then it builds a trust. And for me, it builds a desire to help them because they help so many. And I say the same is true as I consider the response of so many over the last year in making sure that Impact Prayer Ministry has the ability to help people. Help people with teaching, with resources. And then in this last year, to help families in disaster with diapers and baby wipes. And the response has simply, I believe, been because you want to help those that help. And so today, as we consider what it looks like to receive help as we help others, I believe it's it's a natural outflowing. That we have to let it occur naturally, because if we force it, then it has this element of pride and of selfishness creep in. It's when we start keeping score. That we lose the main point. It's kind of the Christmas gift mentality. When we keep score of who gave us something and how much it was worth, so that we know who to give something to and how much value it should have, it's really not about giving gifts. It's about being seen as generous, but not too generous. And if our help to others is simply because we want to be helped ourselves, then that wears out pretty quickly. But as we learn to give freely, as we learn to help with no strings attached, I believe we'll find that God's word is true and that we will receive often more than we give. The concept that it's more blessed to give than to receive, the greater blessing comes when we help. And many times that blessing is returned in help that we didn't even know we needed. I was thinking about the Sunday school class that I attended this past weekend as I was speaking at the Goshen Christian Church. And they were addressing money and how we use it, whether it has control of us or whether It serves us. And so many times, as they pointed out in the little lesson, is we tend to take care of ourselves first. And then we help others. We give to God with whatever's left. What would happen if we helped others first? We gave to God and received the help that He can give. You see, this idea of receiving help as you help others really is twofold. It is about receiving help, but it's also about giving help. I suspect that most people have needs that they're made aware of that get their attention, and you want to help. And other needs you're made aware of, you're a bit more hesitant. But imagine if the roles are reversed and you're the one in need. How has your life been lived in a way that people would want to help? You see, God's desire is that we would look out for one another. And He wants us to help those that we believe are deserving, as well as those that we don't believe are deserving. But we have little that we can do about them. But what we do about our own reputation, well, that's on us. And it's my prayer today that you and I would be known as those who have helped many. That should there come a time that we need help, that our reputation of helping others would make it a joy for others to help us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so full and so filled with help. We are pretty helpless without You. Oh, we try it on our own a lot of times, and we stumble through life in some form or fashion, and yet it's never the same. And Father, today I pray that we would learn to be helpers, that You would work in our life to produce a reputation that we help because we love. Well, we help because we are loved. So, Father, as the opportunities arise, as we have the means, and may we be courageous enough to help those in need. And God, in those times where we hear about a need, or we see a need, we're not quite sure what to do with it, may we continue steadfastly in prayer. And maybe our help is lifting them in prayer, and maybe in that prayer You show us additional ways to help. But as Your Spirit works in our life, as we learn from Your Word, may we apply the things that we know. May we be those who help. Oh, Father, not out of expectation of return or out of selfish motives or out of pride, but out of being obedient to you. And may we honor those that help others. May we look for the times that they're in need so that we can be a help to them. And Father, help us to be comfortable in any part of that equation, whether we are the ones helping and finding ourselves in need or whether we are the ones helping the helpers who find themselves in need. May we learn to work together, to have that unity that Jesus prayed for. And in doing so, Father, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.